Part 2. Ms. Merrill waited until the students were quiet, then said, "Good morning. Today we begin our speeches. Laura, are you ready to give your speech?" Laura slowly walked to the front of the room. She saw Diane and Terry. They were whispering, as usual. At the front of the room, she turned and looked at her classmates. 30 faces looked back at her and waited for her to begin. "Well," said Laura nervously, "my speech is on prejudice." She thought she heard Kit start to laugh in the back of the room. Laura began her speech. "Everyone thinks that prejudice is only about people who have different skin colors or religions. But there's another kind of prejudice. It's prejudice against people who are different. People who are interested in different things or people who dress differently. Most of us like to think we are kind to all people, but that's not true. Most of us only accept people who are similar to ourselves." Laura looked at Diane and Terry. They weren't listening. She wondered if they knew what it felt like when people didn't accept you. Then she looked at Rachel. Laura could see that her old friend Rachel was paying attention to every word she said. Laura looked around and then continued. "When we learn to respect all people, our lives will be more interesting and school will be a nicer place for everyone." "Very good, Laura," Ms. Merrill said. Laura returned to her seat. "Rachel, now it's your turn."